This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Six killed in Illinois parade shooting.
Praying for all the families and for everybody that got injured and hurt.
Brittany Griner's wife speaks out.
She truly is terrified. She may never see us again.
America's star-spangled birthday.
This is amazing.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with the CBS World News Roundup. The morning after the shooting that killed six people and wounded 25 at a 4th of July parade near Chicago, investigators say they have a person of interest in custody. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is in Highland Park, Illinois.
Police identified 21-year-old Robert Bobby Cremo III as a person of interest. They say he left the scene in a vehicle and was captured more than 8 hours later after a brief pursuit. Cremo was apparently an aspiring musician. Videos posted to YouTube, which have since been taken down, show disturbing images alluding to gun violence.
I am so sorry. From the bottom of my heart.
The 21-year-old lived with his uncle, Paul Cremo. He told our Chicago station WBBM he's heartbroken for the victims.
There's no indication that I've seen at all that would lead up to this.
And there was multiple. Pop, 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 pop.
Miles Zaremski was just arriving at the parade when the shooter opened fire.
And then it was a stampede of people.
Running away.
Running away. It was frightening to see. And it's like being in a war zone.
Two of those killed have been identified. Nicholas Toledo, a grandfather visiting family, and Jackie Sundheim, a local teacher. Another teacher, Zoe Kolpak, along with members of her family, are hospitalized after being shot in front of her two children. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said the gunman will be held accountable.
It is devastating that a celebration of America was ripped apart by our uniquely American plague.
The Highland Park shootings come after other mass shootings and warnings about increased threats for domestic terrorism. CBS's Catherine Herridge is in Washington.
The suspects have been young men allegedly fueled by grievances with access to high-powered weapons. A Homeland Security bulletin from earlier this summer warned the heightened threat environment will become more dynamic in the coming months. From the Mays supermarket shooting in Buffalo, New York, to the elementary school attack in Uvalde, Texas, and now the person of interest in Highland Park, all are young men aged 21 or under.
In Philadelphia, two police officers have been treated and released after they were shot while working security during a 4th of July celebration. Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says they're trying to figure out where the shots came from.
We don't know if this was a ricochet from celebratory gunfire. We don't know if this was intentional.
There was no 4th of July celebration last night in Akron, Ohio. Instead, there was a curfew after the release of body cam video of a traffic stop that turned into a chase with an unarmed black man shot and killed. CBS's Elise Preston is there.
Tension, outrage, and sorrow filled the streets in Akron, where hundreds of protesters demonstrated for a fourth consecutive day, demanding justice in the police shooting death of 25-year-old Jalen Walker.
Today, we're going to the power structure.
Activist Raymond Green Jr. led the march toward the mayor's house with a list of demands.
That could have been my son or one of my daughters. Jalen Walker is us. Jalen Walker is me.
The mayor declared a state of emergency.
Body cam video shows police fired dozens of shots at Walker. They say he fired at them from his car, and when he ran, they say he appeared to be reaching for a weapon. Russia continues to bombard civilian areas deep inside Ukrainian territory. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams has the story of one recent victim.
Vera Maximenko was a retired schoolteacher killed in her own home by an airstrike on Saturday. Mothers of Russia said this woman, "Why do you send your sons to kill our people?" The Ukrainian military told us they're investigating the strike as a war crime. Vera Maximenko's friends and family are struggling to understand why this old lady and this small town would be targets for Vladimir Putin's army.
Russia is a terrorist state.
But her son Dmitry told us he doesn't want more violence or revenge.
I want justice.
Holly Williams, Serhivka, Ukraine.
The White House confirms it's received a handwritten note from WNBA star Brittany Griner asking for help in getting out of a Russian prison. Griner is being tried on drug charges. Her wife, Sherelle, tells CBS Mornings that she's been hoping to hear from President Biden.
It kills me every time that, you know, when I have to write her and she's asking, you know, have you met with him yet? And, you know, I have to say no. Mm. And she's like, I'm going to write him an ass now because, you know, my family has tried and to no avail. So I'm going to do it myself.
In that handwritten letter to the president, Brittany Griner says she fears she might not make it home from Russia. She asks the president not to forget about her and other American detainees.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
If your ears are ringing this morning, it may be because of last night's 4th of July fireworks shows. They included the Star-Spangled Finale in New York City and another spectacular in Pasadena.
We're here every year. It's always a good time with the family, and you can get quite a show with the fireworks.
At the show here in Orlando, police are trying to figure out what sent people running away in a panic, possibly thinking that some of the fireworks were gunshots. A federal judge has ruled in favor of three major U.S. drug distributors, saying they did not cause an opioid crisis in Cabell County, West Virginia, which includes the city of Huntington. Attorney Rusty Webb.
We're extremely disappointed for the city of Huntington, who's had to undergo so much devastation.
In Sydney, Australia, rescue crews have made dozens of saves overnight due to continued flooding, which has trapped people in homes and on roadways. It's the fourth flood emergency there in less than a year and a half, to the frustration of people like this woman.
It usually takes a week of constant rain, and we still don't flood. This was unbelievable.
When Betty Nash started flying, airlines were flying propeller planes. The jet age had just begun, and she was called a stewardess. That was 1957. This week, Nash has become history's oldest and longest-serving flight attendant. 65 years in the sky with American Airlines at age 86. On her 60th anniversary, we asked her, what keeps her going?
The people. I thrive on the people. You say something to them, they say something to you, and they're happy. Of course, I like being paid, too.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Newly released research has shown promising results in making early diagnosis for children with conditions like autism and ADHD. Reporter Scott Maiman has more from Brisbane, Australia.
For many, detecting ADHD or autism in children can be difficult.
Often it's hard to diagnose.
Australian researcher Dr. Paul Constable. He says a test can now determine the electrical activity in the retina that responds to light.
Hoping this sort of test will help us to pick up ADHD in particular a little bit earlier on.
He says the trial's been successful and can help with early detection of disorders. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Brisbane, Australia.
In Italy, signs that the case against Oscar-winning director Paul Haggis may be unraveling. A judge has ordered him to be released from detention on sex charges. His representative says the judge determined the alleged victim showed no physical signs of violence or abuse. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, July 5th. I'm Peter King. CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.